The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Talk to me, God. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. We're talking about the debate, and last night Jimmy Fallon was talking about the fifth Republican debate.
Tomorrow is the fifth Republican presidential debate, and if you've been keeping score so far, the winner of most of the Republican debates has been Hillary Clinton. Now, tomorrow's debate is in Las Vegas, and of course all of the candidates will be there early. We actually found out how will they be spending the day in Vegas before the debate begins. For instance, Jeb Bush will ask David Copperfield to make him disappear, which is nice.
If he can do it, he'll try.
Next, Ben Carson will go to a magic show, but get thrown out when he ends up hypnotizing the magician. Never happened before. And finally, Chris Christie will go to the 24-hour buffet and say, I live here now.
He does do that. He's moving there.
He's moving to the buffet? He lives there.
That's his address, yeah.
That seems crazy.
Over on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has been responding to Donald Trump's comments about banning Muslims with a message of love. She said that she wants to weed out hate and plant love and kindness instead. Then Bill went in for a kiss, and Hillary was like, not now. Press release, I'm talking to the people. It was pretty big. During the Paris climate talks over the weekend, leaders from 195 countries reached an agreement that calls for countries to try and keep the temperature of the planet from rising more than 2 degrees. Or in other words, they have the same attitude about the Earth's temperature that your dad has about the thermostat. So,
hey, who turned this up? 61 degrees! Wear a sweater!
Put on a sweater.
He was right on with a lot of that stuff. I mean, pretty much Ben Carson, as I said before the break, it should have been somebody hit the snooze alarm instead. It was just snooze. So I think that that's going to continue. He is going to continue to fade. And I just wonder all the fans and people who support Hillary, they don't really jump up and down. It's not like it was. It's the strangest thing. It sure as hell is in 2008.
Let me tell you something.
When it was, everybody was jumping up and down about
less
Obama.
Less is more.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Hillary learned a lesson last time around. She needs to be more measured. It's about not screwing this up because she's got a great opportunity and, you can step in it.
Right. Just sit back and watch the fireworks. We're talking about tonight's debate. If you have any comments, 808-0810. Heather, do you have some more?
Yeah, we have some good audio. Trump started out on a rant, and then Bush got in a decent swipe.
Right on.
We have to be much tougher. We have to be much stronger than we've been. We have people that know what's going on. You take a look at just the attack in California the other day. There were numerous people, including the mother, that knew what was going on. They saw a pipe bomb sitting all over the floor. They saw ammunition all over the place. They knew exactly what was going on. When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, girlfriends, and they were put into planes and they were sent back for the most part to Saudi Arabia. They knew what was going on. They went home and they wanted to watch their boyfriends on television. I would be very, very firm with families. And frankly, that will make people think. Because they may not care much about their lives, but they do care, believe it or not, about their families' lives.
Donald, this is
Governor Bush.
This is another example of the lack of seriousness. Look, this is troubling because we're at war. They've declared war on us, and we need to have a serious strategy to destroy ISIS. But the idea that that is a solution to this is just crazy. It makes no sense to suggest this. Look, 2 months ago, Donald Trump said that ISIS was not our fight just 2 months ago. He said that Hillary Clinton would be a great negotiator with Iran. And he gets his foreign policy experience from the shows. That is not a serious kind of candidate. We need someone that thinks this through, that can lead our country to...
And on it went. Yeah.
You know what? Donald Trump is appealing to real people. Jeb Bush and a lot of candidates like him are the status quo. When they talk, it's like, and I don't mean to make light of this, but I'm thinking about, the Peanuts cartoon, wah, 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 wah. Donald Trump, people can relate to what he says. And I think people are smart enough to know that, you know, when somebody gets in the White House, just, you know, the same way we elected Arnold Schwarzenegger here, you know, the president doesn't have all the power. I mean, he's got to work with the Congress. There are a lot of things that, you know, Donald Trump can't go swashbuckling through 4 years in Washington.
That's not going to happen. He has to work with Congress.
Right, and it didn't happen with Barack Obama. No, it didn't. Happen a lot of people before that.
Right.
So, you know, I think people are smart enough to know that, you know, they're getting the broad overview in these debates. And I think Jeb is, you know, again, grasping at straws because he's not dynamic. He's not charismatic.
No, and you're right. You
and
know
he's
what,
trying
John?
To dazzle them with
he's not trying to dazzle anyone.
Right, with rebooting, and it's not working. And I think you're right on the money. And there's a lot of money behind Jeb Bush, which I think is the most interesting thing. So many dollar bills behind Jeb Bush.
Oh, they're ready right. to throw
and
him before not, the American people.
And
absolutely.
It's not working, and the American people know it. The Trump supporters, you know, people can say what they want about the Trump supporters, that they're dumb white folks.
That's such a convenient argument.
That is the argument, by the way.
You know, and it's baloney.
I think it is baloney, too. But so here's a great observation that I think I've made about Jeb Bush, and that is, if you watch Fox News, which let's face it, they're the go-to for the GOP. All right, that's the news station that they all watch. It's a religion, and all day long I will have it on, and they will talk about every Democrat or they'll be, you know, stabbing at the Democrats, but they'll be talking about Donald Trump or they'll talk about Cruz lately. They've been hitting up Rubio, Carson, but they don't talk about Jeb Bush. However, every time they go into a stop set, when they go into a commercial stop set, every other commercial stop set is a Jeb Bush commercial.
Well, then that's probably precisely why they're not talking
about him. No, I don't think so. I think it's because he is.
Let me tell you something about journalism.
Well,
he is buying the time, but that's why Fox isn't talking about him. Because
I don't think they're
interested.
Still
have some. They have some journalistic integrity too. I mean, you can't pimp a candidate and then have his ads run right out of your news segment. I mean, that's probably what's going on there. But, you know, Jeb Bush gets to control his message with all of these paid political announcements.
But let's go back to the point that you made. The American public sees through it, and I think that they do because it is so canned and corny.
It's the same old stuff.
As silly. And Rubio is, you know, Rubio's got a lot of money behind him, too.
Well,
and you see his commercials. But, you know, Jeb, it's just... I don't hear anything organic. I don't hear any chit-chat organically about Jeb Bush. It's all commercial time bought.
Marco Rubio is Al Gore circa 1985. You know, they were talking about Al Gore as a possible presidential candidate in the mid-80s. You know, he came from the famous family and he had the look, but he just wasn't ready for prime time. And it took a while. And it's going to take Rubio a bit. I mean, he's got the it, I think. He's going to have to learn to be a little bit more dynamic. But he's got potential.
You know, and I thought, I've been thinking this for a while now. If Rubio were 10 years older, he'd have this in the bag.
Well, if he were 10 years older, he'd have 10 years experience. He would have weathered some of the things that he's not terribly polished with now.
And I think it's interesting that you point back to what was going on in the 80s. Because if you go back to the 80s, there was Donald Trump talking about being president.
You know what was interesting? Donald Trump tonight sort of dragged the Bay Area into the debate.
Oh, really?
Hold on to that because we got to take a break.
And I want to talk about it next. If you were going to pick a candidate today, even if you're listening to me and you're a Democrat and you had to vote Republican, who would you vote for? 808-0810. And if you are a Republican, who are you voting for in the primary? 808-0810 is the number to KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
According to a new national poll, Donald Trump has support from 41% of Republican voters. This story was first reported when it was yelled by Donald Trump. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said today that Donald Trump is fanning the flames of hate, which is what Donald Trump calls blow-drying his hair.
And then the protesters were shouted down in Las Vegas yesterday. The Black Lives Matter people, those folks were there. I mean, it got really silly. Sig Heil yelling and all of that crap.
It was Las Vegas. Yeah. It's already a circus.
And it was.
And it, yeah.
Yeah, and the circus continued tonight, which was the GOP debate. 808-0810, what do you think? What is your response to tonight's debate? You can weigh in. And we were talking about Donald Trump and him bringing Silicon Valley into
the debate. In the wake of the San Bernardino attack and the terrorist connection there, Donald Trump had said something to the effect that we need to be able to shut down the internet to prevent ISIS from using the internet, because they've been very effective at using the internet to recruit impressionable young Americans. Listen.
What I wanted to do is I wanted to get our brilliant people from Silicon Valley and other places and figure out a way that ISIS cannot do what they're doing. You talk freedom of speech, you talk freedom of anything you want. I don't want them using our internet. These are thugs. These are terrible people.
So, but what's interesting, and Mr. Trump didn't do his homework, is that Dianne Feinstein has been trying for years to get Silicon Valley to help intelligence folks in Washington better fight terrorism by giving them back doors and accesses to things that would help, our intelligence people keep track of what terrorists are doing. And, you know, we occasionally manage to get these tech types on the air in the news department to talk about these kinds of things. And they're like, no, we don't want to do this. We're creative types. We're not, you know, into politics. But they clearly have no interest in it.
Odd to me. That's such a wide, you're firing. It's like a shotgun shell. It's just spraying everywhere. No one here wants to help.
They're making money. And one of the arguments, and I thought this made a lot of sense, is that if we create back doors to some of these products, it's going to compromise our products and our business.
Right.
That's a bit narrow. That's a narrow argument. You'd think there would be a way around that. And I think that, there were plenty of people that have been pretty critical about that over the years. And when was the last time, arguing that, during war times in the past, America came together, businesses came together to help America. And this is kind of counter to what, has happened historically in this country. And of course, tech gets a fair amount of criticism for its, unwillingness to play along.
And I wonder why that is. I mean, I understand that they don't want the government involved in their business. 808-0810, that's the U.S. government. But nonetheless, why not, if you can shut ISIS down or these terrorist organizations, why would you not help us?
Because that's not their business.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Those guys are about making money. They don't want any part of that. I mean, they've redefined the American language to suit tech. They live in their own world. They don't really use the mainstream media as much as you would expect a new industry to use it, because they think they can better market their products. And they've done a fair job of creating this alternate tech world, but it's far from perfect.
Let's talk about this for a second. So Donald Trump tonight on the GOP debate said that we need to shut down the internet. He referenced China and North Korea do it. They do it all the time. And so why can we not shut down the internet over Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq?
But can you do that? He's again speaking in broad strokes.
That's right.
Still have a free and open internet for the people who are good in the world? I'm not sure that's possible. I'm hoping someone from Silicon Valley might call and explain that. Also, if the U.S. really wants this, we've got lots of money to use from our defense budget to give to someone who can create such an animal, again, if it exists.
808,
right?
Yes, and we've got a lot of calls coming
in here. I would say it's possible, but it's going to be, it will be a struggle.
808-0810 is the number. And Kasich, yes, that guy, he actually had something to say. He said encryption is the problem, that we need to understand encryption.
Well, Firina also
referenced that. Why are we not, she said, we're so far behind the curve when it comes to technology. So again, that's right in our backyard. What are we not doing, or what are we doing?
Well, and that's what I'm talking about when I talk about tech. I just didn't go an extra layer into it.
Right.
Yeah, there were encrypted conversations that we could not tap into. Paris.
Oh, in Paris.
There was
also
a lot of discussion that leading into the Paris attacks, there were a lot of encrypted communications that intelligence types didn't know was going back and forth because it was encrypted. So there was a lot of discussion about being able to crack encryption. But again, that gets back to my earlier point, is that the tech industry doesn't want to build a product that's got back doors in it because the concern, and rightfully so, is that it will compromise their business and people who are buying that product will go someplace else to get that product.
808-0810, Trump calls for the shutdown of the internet. And we go to
Will in San Jose weighs in.
Go ahead, Will.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hey. Good evening. Thank you guys for letting me on. I wanted to address just kind of a perspective of this idea of shutting down an internet or creating a backdoor. It just, from my experience with technology, is that that's not the right way to go about it. It's not allowing our people to have better backdoors, because then the people we're fighting against will utilize those backdoors the same way we're trying to. It's creating a team of people who have the ability to adapt to what we're shown ISIS can do to us and shut that down rather than make our stuff different. We should just purposely affect their side and affect their technology. But shutting down is, there's not really a way of doing that without affecting, you know.
All right, so you think that Trump is oversimplifying this, because he just simply said it, and I had to shake my head in agreement with him. I was thinking, well, you know, he's right about this. North Korea pretty much shuts it down and controls it, and so does China to an extent.
Yeah, I think that the word oversimplification, it could also be under education on his side and his team of what's actually possible to go about doing. Shutting down the internet is something that North Korea can do. If we want to shape ourselves after North Korea, then I guess you could say, yeah, we could do that. But it's nowhere near as simple as shutting down an internet, especially if we aren't taking into account the fact that if we try to shut things down, don't you think they're going to find a way to turn themselves back on? And then we're only harming ourselves then after that.
Right, I would think so. All right, thank you very much for the call and the insight. 808-0810, we're talking about the Republican debate, and you can weigh in. And then the other thing, I mean, you know, Trump wants to shut down the internet, and then his buddy Ted Cruz, you know, he wants to carpet bomb Syria. And by the way, Wolf Blitzer flat out stopped the damn debate, and he said, are you serious? You want to carpet bomb them into oblivion? And he said, yes. And then Wolf Blitzer said, now we're talking about the city of Raqqa. You know, you would be killing tens of hundreds of thousands of innocent people. Are you still telling me you want to use overwhelming air power and carpet bomb them? Yes. And then Wolf went to Ben Carson, and, you know, he was asleep. They woke him up, and he said, yeah, I think so, too. 808-0810, what is the answer? If you're on hold, we'll talk to you in a minute. First, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.